This is Twit.
Eric Duckman is asking, my subwoofer is downfiring with a forward-facing port. It's sitting on carpet. Is that bad? Should I put something hard under it, like a piece of wood, fire it at the wall, not worry about it?
Well, you know, we can each give our opinion on this. I am of the opinion that a carpet is actually okay. Bass frequencies are fairly non-directional, and they will get absorbed to a certain extent by the carpet, but not completely. So putting it on a carpet, yeah, you're going to get it's going to lower the decibel level a little bit because it is going to absorb some of the sound coming directly out of the radiator. But also with the front firing port, you're going to get enough direct sound from that. And with bass, you're actually getting a lot of indirect sound from its reflection off the walls. I don't think you're going to get necessarily bad results putting a subwoofer on a carpet.
I tend to agree. It's easy enough to experiment. You know, get a piece of wood and stick it under there and see if it makes a difference. I think more important is where you place the subwoofer in the 100%. Room.
Oh, yeah. And that becomes even more of a factor if you have multiple subwoofers.
Exactly. Which I do recommend generally.
Oh, yeah. General. I mean, two, the most I've ever played with is two. I've heard of excellent results with four. But when you have two, they interact not only with the room, but with each other. So, you know, typically the recommendation is to calibrate each one individually to make sure you're getting, you know, whatever your reference level is, and then put them both in the mix, measure again using the exact same output signal. And if the level goes down, then you know you're having phase issues. If the level goes up, then they are actually reinforcing each other. But differences of 6 inches, 12 inches can make a huge difference in the bass response, particularly with multiple subwoofers.
Yep, exactly right.